Victorians have been hit with very bad weather conditions overnight. The heaviest fall was at Mount Wombat in country Victoria, but it appears as though the city of Melbourne so far has remained relatively unscathed. Meteorologist Chris Godfred is comparing this downpour to the floods in Victoria 6 years ago. He says the rain should start to slow down, though, by Sunday. Sarah White spoke to him.
A severe weather warning has been issued for Victoria. How bad is it?
Look, we've seen some very heavy falls across northeast Victoria last night. We've been seeing widespread totals of 100 to 150 millimetres, generally falling in the space of 6 to 8 hours. This has been centred in a region of country Victoria known as the Strathbogie Ranges and also the Goulburn River catchment. The highest point total we've seen so far, just shy of 200 millimetres of rain falling at a station called Mount Wombat, which is in the middle of the Strathbogie Ranges.
Is this the worst rain you've seen this year?
It certainly comes close. I think we're certainly drawing comparisons, at least in terms of rain totals, with the floods from about 6 years ago, which were such a devastating effect on northern Victoria.
Are you expecting more flooding over the weekend?
There is the possibility for that with northeast Victoria. We do have flood warnings current. There are major flood warning for the Seven Creeks Castle Creek catchment, which is streams that are fed by the Strathbogie Ranges, and also further east in the Ovens River catchment. There are also major flood warnings there.
In the next few days, can you describe what's going to happen with this weather event?
As we move later into today, we should start to see the heaviest rain contract towards far east Victoria and also southeast New South Wales. And then it will gradually start to peter out and more just become scattered showers by the time we get to about Sunday afternoon. But between then and now, there is still the potential for about another 50 to 100 millimetres of rain across a fairly broad swathe of northeast Victoria and east Gippsland.
We've heard a lot of warnings about this severe weather event. Is it as bad as you expected?
It probably hasn't been quite lived up to expectations around the Melbourne region so far. We did get some good thunderstorms across Melbourne during yesterday afternoon, but falls so far have generally been in the range of about 15 to 25 millimetres in the city. They have increased significantly as you move further east, though. But then we are set to see some further rain during the day. Not really that heavy, though. We don't think there's a great chance of flash flooding from these falls, but there might be just a slight possibility of that as we move into later Saturday as southerly winds freshen. So Melbourne is currently still part of the severe weather warning area, that's region that's been warned for, but only a slight chance as we move into the later part of the day, and then the warning area should contract to the east.
Duty forecaster Chris Godfred from the Bureau of Meteorology with our reporter Sarah White.